There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 14th edition, and we are back from the All-Star break. Darn, did we need baseball. This is just too long. It was nice for the first few days, getting to sleep a little more in the morning, but yeah, this isn't cutting it. We need to get back to the grind that is MLB DFS, so let's get at it. We have an awesome 15-game slate, some really good pitchers to target, some major gamble pitchers, a huge upside to target, a lot to like, a lot of scenarios to attack on a loaded 15-game slate. DraftKings has some big competitions for some big money. They might not be the best competitions, you know, entry price-wise, winning-wise, all that, but there is money to be made if you hit the right lineup. Let's dig into the weather. Cubs at Orioles, 40% chances of rain. Dwindles off as evening goes on, late start, or they might put a doubleheader on the weekend. Beware of that. It's warm and humid. Great hitting conditions if they get the game in. Slight chances in Pittsburgh. Looks like it'll die off, hopefully. Some not bad Cardinals and Pirates. Nothing like a bunch of rain delays to start the break. That'd be just great. Rockies, Mets, 40% chances all night. Let's keep an eye on that one. DeGrom is one of the best pitchers on the slate, if not the best. And he's got rain issues, which is just awesome. Nationals, Reds, raining during the day, dwindles off at night. Should be okay there. Nice hitting environment in Cincinnati between Gio and Feldman. As you go on some more, you got a 7-hour game between the Yankees and the Red Sox to look forward to. Toronto at Detroit. Wind blowing out hard to left field. Interesting matchup there. You got D-backs at Braves. Rain dying off. Okay hitting environment on that one. So really only a few major rain concerns early. Cleveland, Oakland late at night, wind blowing out hard to right center field. And that's it. So a couple nice wind environments, a couple rains to look out for. Overall, not too bad on our first day back at the grind. We're going to get into the pitching. There are, if you go on the DraftKings slate on Thursday afternoon, there are four pitchers to be determined, but two have been named. Washington's going with Gio Gonzalez, and the Angels are going with Ricky Nolasco. You can search their names if you want them. Still waiting on the Yankees and the Royals. Haven't seen anything from them yet, so we'll keep an eye on that. If you want to attack the Red Sox with Yankees, it's a GPP play because it should be one of their top guys. The Royals, in their matchup with they are playing at home against the Rangers. Could be interesting depending on who they use in that one. But we have tons of other options, and let's get at it. Your totals real quick, as always. Cubs at Orioles, 10. Cardinals at Pirates, 8. Dodgers, Marlins, 8.5. Rockies, Mets, 8. Nationals at Reds, 10. Yankees at Red Sox, 9. Blue Jays at Tigers, 9. Diamondbacks, Braves, 9.5. Mariners, White Sox, 9.5. Twins, Astros, 9. Phillies, Brewers, 9.5. Rangers, Royals, 9.5. Indians, A's, 8. Rays, Angels, 8.5. Giants, Padres, 8. So that's a whole lot of 9s and aboves, a good chunk of 9.5s, and a couple 10s. We have no Coors. So I told you, lots of hitting to attack, but pitching as well. Let's kick it off with your high-priced option on your Friday slate, Carlos Carrasco, $12,100 at the Oakland A's. Carrasco has been up and down throughout the year, but three of his last four starts, he got 28 or more DraftKings points. He had one just nasty start at home against the Rangers. But, you know, 26 even, so if you have four or five back, 26 or more, which is pretty darn solid with two 30s in the mix there. When you look at his home roads on the season, 17.6 DraftKings points at home, 23.5 on the road. He's had one start against the A's this year. He went seven innings, four hits, two earned, seven Ks for 26.2 points, and that was at home. Now he goes to Oco Coliseum, much, much more pitcher-friendly ballpark, facing an A's team that strikes out 25.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Carrasco, the great K percentage of 27.5, low walk rate, a swinging strike rate of almost 13%, low hard contact, great ground ball rate, tons to like about Carrasco. A's have the second lowest team total at 3.75, lefties hitting 314, righties 284. The A's are always sneaky because they do have really good power against lefties and righties, really, really good power. They've been doing a lot of damage, and even at home against in a good pitching ballpark. So if, you know, they run into a few on Carrasco, you wouldn't be shocked. The K upside is tremendous for Carrasco, and that even allows him to give up a couple of runs like we've seen with Scherzer lately and Kluber and those guys. They can give up two or three, go get me eight-plus Ks in seven or more innings, and maybe get a win out of it, and boom, we are good to go. So Carrasco at 12-1 is in play. Next up, we go to Jacob deGrom, 11-8 at home against the Rockies. Mentioned the rain could be a factor there. Keep an eye on that. He got hit around his last start out at St. Louis, but prior to that, 39.4 at home against Philly, 31 at the Giants, 31 at home against the Nationals, 31.4 at home against the Cubs. DeGrom has been phenomenal, as I mentioned on my Around the Bases pod with Mo, my co-host, a couple episodes ago. DeGrom is one of my biggest all-star snubs. He's been amazing this year. He's averaging 22.4 points at home, be his first start against Colorado on the season. We've noticed the Rockies are not the same on the road. That's the thing we've noticed for years, but they started out pretty good, actually, but of late they have been struggling, to say the least. They strike out almost 23% of the time against right-handed pitching. In the last 30 days, DeGrom fifth best on the barrel, fifth getting barreled only 0.85% of the time the last 30 days. That is outstanding. Really top-notch stuff there. And he's striking out 26.5% of the batters he's facing. DeGrom is in a really, really good spot, you know, rain permitting, but over a 14% K rate. The hard contact is there from time to time, but we love the ballpark. We love the matchup, and they had the lowest total on the board at 374. I said the A's were 375, so basically neck and neck. Lefty's 288, righty's 308 versus DeGrom. I like him a ton tonight as well at 11-8. Now you dip down to the next tier. So Carrasco, DeGrom, 1A, 1B. I'd probably go DeGrom and save 300, but Carrasco has a big, big upside in that matchup against Oakland. Plus, he'll be on the West Coast. You never know. DeGrom might be heavily owned compared to Carrasco, and you might want to pay 300 more and go Carrasco. Not a problem at all with that one. Now we get down to the next range, and a guy we've been avoiding quite a bit is Johnny Cueto. He has been struggling. If you believe in ERA, he's got 4.51 ERA. Minus 2.3 points his last time at home against Miami. 8.1 at Pitt. He had 15 against the Mets, 16.2 at Atlanta, 5, 9.3. Then he had a couple 20s and an 18. But he's been slumping big time, and a big factor there has been walks. Six walks his last start, 4, 3, 4, and he's not getting the strikeouts. So this is a risky play. But he's on the road against the San Diego Padres. This is something we're going to target all the time. Padres strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Obviously, Cueto's been struggling. He is second worst on the barrel fifth the last 30 days, getting barreled 6.7% of the time. Only striking out 14% of the batters he faces, walks almost 12%. But everything I just told you, there you go. He's struggling a lot. So, for one, people might overlook him because of that. But he's got a phenomenal matchup against the Padres. We know the Padres can run into it from time to time. There's no doubt about it. Even with as bad as he's been, the Padres have the fourth lowest team total on the board at 3.91. Lefties are still only hitting 305, righties 288. Cueto's just getting himself in trouble. Padres have a tremendously low WOBA against right-handed pitching of 297. OK ISO of 164. it's a very intriguing option if you don't want to take the gamble. Totally get it. Tremendous upside, but it is a big gamble. The way he's been pitching, it's been a mess. And as we'll see tomorrow night, on Friday night, if you're listening on Friday, it's really interesting. After 4 days off for a lot of these guys, you don't know how they're going to come back. They might come back slow. Pitching might be bad, so the hitters have the advantage. You never know in each matchup. It's different for every player. Some go on vacation. You see a picture of Verlander. He's on a beach the last 3 days. Well, he's pitching Friday night. So who knows what these guys are. Maybe some of them just need the break. They're veterans. They know what they're doing. You never know. Lots of gambling going on Friday night. Cueto is one of them at $8,900. Next up, Garrett Cole, $8,500 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Cole was very good his last time out at Philadelphia, a team that hits a lot of left-handed bats. Lefties hit Cole extremely well. He still was filthy, 8 Ks. He's had 8 and 7 Ks in his last two, 5 or more in 4 straight. If you go back even farther, yeah, 4 straight there. Walks have been limited. He has given up 1 home run in each of his last 4 starts, but 2 earned. He had a bad outing against the Giants of 7, and then 1-1 at St. Louis at Milwaukee. Been very, very good when it comes to the earned run department of late. Going up against a Cardinals team, strikes out 21.3% of the time versus righties. Cole striking out 20.6. Great ground ball rate from Cole. It's a very intriguing matchup. The price is, you know, pretty accurate where you'd expect it for Garrett Cole. St. Louis, third lowest total on the board at 3.88. Lefties do hit 369. Carpenter, great career success against Cole. We'll get into that later on the BVP part at the end. He's been phenomenal. But they don't have a ton of lefties. It's a righty-heavy lineup. You got Pham, Piscotty, Grichik, DeJong, who's been money, Martinez, if he's in the lineup, Voit, all these right-handed bats, Molina behind the dish. It's a righty-heavy lineup. They might, you know, put a couple subs in here or there, but they're bench lefties. Not saying they won't do it, but they're not your normal starting lefties. It's not like Carpenter and a bunch of good lefties. It's a different lineup. It's righty-heavy. Does that mean Cole's in the clear? No. But it is a phenomenal matchup against the Cardinals in a good pitcher's ballpark in PNC on Friday evening. So your middle two is Cueto, Cole. I got Cole over Cueto. So Cole 1, Cueto 2 in the middle. Now we get down below. Actually, sorry, we have one more. So we have 3 in this range. I forgot I scribbled them in late. Our boy, Jake Faria of the Tampa Bay Rays goes on the road at LA against the Angels. Good pitching environment there down in Anaheim. Coming off a 14.1 point performance against Boston. He's averaging 22.4 points on the year. On the road, he's averaging 26.7. He has been filthy on the road. Last few road starts at Baltimore, he got 20.6 points. At Detroit, 31.6. At Toronto, 28.1. 3 road starts, 3 amazing starts. He's got 20 or more points in like 4 or 5 of his starts. He's been really, really good. I keep saying eventually that shoe's going to drop, you'd think, but he hasn't done it, and he's in a great matchup against Anaheim. One thing to keep in mind, we do get the return of Michael Trout on Friday night. The Angels strike out about 20% of the time versus righties. Faria striking out 24.3% of the faces. Swinging strike rate of almost 12. Barely walks any guys. Super low hard contact. Very little home runs. There's a lot to like about Faria. 427 total for Anaheim is about middle of the pack. Lefties only hitting 238. Righties 254. This kid is outstanding. Anaheim, you know, their offense isn't world beaters. They'll run into some, but nothing crazy. I love Faria. I've been playing him every time out. And when he has that bad outing, I'm just going to take it with a grain of salt and move on because he has done phenomenal, and every pitcher has bad outings. So he's in a great matchup. So in the three in the middle, I got Faria number 1, Cole number 2, Cueto number 3. That's where I got those ranked out. Now let's get in. I got 6 pitchers from 71 or below. Some are really big risk, some aren't. So this is our punt department where you got to pick and choose what your risk level is. Let me kick it off with Dan Straley, $7,100 at home against the Dodgers. Dodgers, phenomenal offense. We know this. There's a lot to be worried about there. But A, he's pitching in a great pitcher's ballpark there in Miami. Big strikeout guy. 24-4, 15-9, 11-7, 21-1, 31-9. Those are his last 5 starts. He's been really, really good of late. At home, averaging 18.4 DraftKings points, only a 2.31 ERA, a whip of 101, and a batting average against of 189. Been very, very good in his 9 home starts. And he's facing a Dodgers team he faced earlier this year at home, 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned, 8 strikeouts for 22.6 points against the Dodgers. It's a scary matchup for the fact that the Dodgers are great offense. Straley in the last 30 days, 23rd best on the barrel, fifth getting barreled 3.7% of the time. He's striking out over 23% of the batters he faces and walking 4.63. Now he's facing, this is another reason why it's an intriguing play, because he might give up a few runs, might give up a few home runs. But the Dodgers strike out over 23% of the time versus righties. That can't be ignored for the upside in that department. And as good as they are, their team total is middle of the pack at 435. Lefties are only hitting 277. Righties 318 off Straley. It's a punt at 71, but it's a high, high upside punt that'll be a great GPP play, in my opinion, because most people will not use pitchers against the Dodgers. So there leaves a lot to be desired in that play. So Straley definitely on the board for me at $7,100. Next up, we look at a risky, risky, risky play. I'm talking Kevin Gausman, $6,900 at home against the Chicago Cubs. Gausman was roughed up late in his start. He started out really well against Minnesota, got roughed up, still had seven Ks, seven or more Ks in three or four starts, 7-9-4-9. He had 35-4, 20.4, and 20 in those three starts prior to the blow-up at Minnesota. It is the Cubs. It is they'll have a DH in the American League ballpark. But we have to remember, this Cubs offense is not that good right now. They have struggled tremendously this year. They strike out 22.5% of the time versus righties. It leaves upside for Gausman, who looks like he might be figuring things out. Now, they do have the fifth-highest team total on the board at 497, lefties 311, righties 361 off Gausman. It's a tremendous risk, a great GPP play in my mind, because if he even gets you 15 or more, his ownership will be so low, it could be real big on a Friday night 15-game slate where he's only $6,900. So the upside's there, but it's risky as risky can be. Just fair warning. As we go down some more, you got Charlie Morton's back against Minnesota. If you want that upside, you can go with it. It's in Houston. I'll move on to a different choice. But he wasn't bad against Toronto. Six innings, one earned. Only three Ks, though. We wanted more Ks, but he still got you 18 points in that start. So going up against Minnesota, Charlie Morton can definitely be an option for you. Brandon McCarthy, $6,900 at the Marlins. I want to bring up because McCarthy's so good. He's not getting hit hard, but his strikeouts just have not been there of late. Miami strikes out over 20% they face. McCarthy's a really good pitcher. He's usually not going to get hit a ton, but the strikeouts haven't been there, so he's an option if you need him, but just beware. Now we go to one of the ones I like a lot down here, and hopefully it doesn't backfire on me, but I'm talking Clayton Richard at home against the San Francisco Giants. Richard's, 11.9 points his last start out. He's averaging 11.4 on the season. He's all or nothing. Tremendous upside, though. At home, he's got an ERA of 5.4, but a fantasy points per game of 12.3. He's made two starts against the Giants, 11 and a third total innings, six earned runs, total six Ks, averaging 8 points a game versus the Giants. It's risky as risky can be, but it's the Giants who, as a whole, offense isn't good. They don't strike out a ton, though, 19% strikeout rate versus lefties. Richards does have an amazing ground ball rate of 57.3. That's one thing I really, really like to see. Giants have the fifth lowest team total on the board at 4.09. Lefties hitting 296. Righties are hitting an impressive 365. But when you're talking Giants, a horrible WOBA of 295 versus lefties and one of the worst ISOs in all of baseball at 129 versus lefties. Tremendous upside with Richard, but we know Richard, he can start walking the world and get you nothing. So it's all or nothing with Richard, but at $6,700 makes for a really very, very good punt option. Another punt I like, and he should be extremely low-owned, and always comes with risk every start out, but the upside is huge with him. I'm talking R.A. Dickey, $6,600, and he's been bringing it lately. At Washington, 24.8. At the A's, 14.1. At home against Milwaukee, 26.2. At home against the Giants, 28.8. Got beat up at Washington. At home against Philadelphia, 32. Five of his last six starts, 14 or more. Four of his six, 25 or more. That's outstanding from R.A. Dickey. In those six starts, we're talking six or more Ks in five of those six. He's striking guys out. He's getting it done. He's not walking the world. Gives up a home run here or there. He's going six or more innings in most of those starts. He's been really, really good. And Arizona on the road has been bad. Really, really bad. And so if Dickey can just get his knuckleball to work, he's in for a big night. Arizona striking out 22.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Dickey's got almost a 49% ground ball rate. Mentioned his K's have been up over the lately. Lefty's hitting 330, righty's 340. Arizona's got a ton of power in that ballpark. You know, a guy like Jake Lamb is scary as scary can be. But it's a great GPP play at $6,600. He might get destroyed, but the upside that he has shown, you can't find upside like that in this punt range. No one has pitched like that consistently in this price range. He has been outstanding. And people will avoid Arizona's bats in that ballpark. His ownership will be low. If he can put it together again, you are in the driver's seat in this one. Lastly, Michael Leake, $6,400 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Leake got blown up in 3 2/3 against Miami his last time out. Prior to that, though, 23-2, 6-7, 18-5. And he had a couple struggles there. But as a whole, for $6,400 against a Pittsburgh mediocre offense, not bad. On the road, he's been really, really good this year, averaging 19 DraftKings points per start in his 7 road starts. Pittsburgh, as a team, they aren't a big strikeout club. We know that going into it. They strike out 19% of the time versus righties. Leake's not a big strikeout guy, but he is almost a 56% ground ball guy. Pittsburgh, only a 4-1-2 total, 6th lowest on the slate. Lefties 315, righties 311. Barely an average WOBA, an average ISO against righties. Average offense in a great pitcher's ballpark. It doesn't mean that we're in the clear with Mike Leake, but at $6,400, another tremendous upside play similar to Dickey. I like Dickey even more, but there is tremendous upside there. So on the bottom here, 7 guys I mentioned. We got Richard number 1, Dickey number 2, McCarthy 3, Straley 4, Morton 5, Leake 6, Gossman 7. There's 2 pitchers I didn't mention. If you want to use them for GPP because their upside's tremendous, but they're higher priced. I mentioned the GPP punts because they're punts. Paxton, $9,900 at the White Sox. The White Sox do hit lefties very well. We know this. And it's a great hitting ballpark. Paxton does have a tremendous upside. White Sox don't strike out a ton, 20.6% of the time versus lefties. It's hit or miss, but if you want to use them, I see the upside big time. The other one's Sonny Gray, $8,300 at home against Cleveland. Gray's been outstanding of late. It's just that Cleveland offense is scary as scary can be, but he'll be low-owned with a lot of upside. So if you want to go there, not a problem. Cleveland doesn't strike out a ton. He's got to really pitch his butt off, which he can. But those are 2 GPPs I didn't mention, so go there. Again, Yankees and the Royals, we do not have their pitchers yet, so keep that in mind. Now let's get into the bats, and we'll kick it off with your catcher's position. And we're looking at, you know, you got Gary Sanchez, $4,800. Against Drew Pomeranz, that's a phenomenal matchup if you want to go that route. Pomeranz has been good of late, but, you know, you got that short porch with the green monster there in Fenway. Decent matchup, definitely. Salvi Perez, $3,900 versus Mr. Perez of Texas. I like that a lot with Salvi. Salvi's been phenomenal this year, averaging 10.1 points his last 10 games. You know, the breaks there, but Salvi at 39 against Perez is outstanding. You got Wilson Contreras versus Gossman at 38. Tons of upside there. Righties do hit Gossman extremely well, as we know. When it comes to Gossman, I mentioned earlier, lefties 311, righties 361. So there's a lot to like there with Gossman, or with Contreras versus Gossman. As you go down some more, Buster Posey versus Richard at $3,800. Posey has great, great success. We'll get to later against Richard. He's definitely in play. So you got some nice guys up top. Alex Avila, $3,500 versus Aaron Sanchez of Toronto. Sanchez, you know, fly ball guy. Avila just mashing right-handed pitching. One of the best in all of baseball, $3,500. Don't mind that at all. Robinson Chirinos, find out who Kansas City's playing, but he's always got that power upside. He's $3,400. Don't mind him at all. Realmuto, $34 is not bad. Tyler Flowers at $34 could be sneaky versus Taiwan Walker. Walker's good, but he's a big fly ball guy in that ballpark. Can make some nice GPP ownership for Flowers with some great upside. Mike Zunino, $3,200 versus Big Game James. I love Zunino on Friday for $3,200. That is a really solid play. Steven Vogt at $32 versus Nick Pivetta. Pivetta's got that K upside, but Vogt at home in Milwaukee, definitely worth a look in that matchup. In that same game, Andrew Knapp, $3,200 for the Phillies versus Zach Davies. Lefties are hitting Davies very well this year. When we look at the Phillies, lefties hitting 343 off Davies this season. So you got a couple nice plays there in the $3,200 range. As you go down some more, like Francisco Cervelli, 31 versus Leek is not bad. See who are Wilson Ramos, 3,100 versus Nolasco. There's some upside there. Nolasco's been okay of late. He got blown up his last start finally, thank goodness. They got Tampa Bay. I don't have the numbers here for you, sorry. But definitely with a look. Matt Wieters, 3,100 versus Adelman. Wieters is very inconsistent, but you're facing Adelman, who lefties hit 335, righties 343, in that ballpark in American Small Park. That is a great matchup for Wieters. Tucker Barnhart, switch hitter, 3,100 versus Gio Gonzalez. There's some upside in that matchup with Cincy's catcher Barnhart. Don't mind that at all. If Nick Hundley gets to start for the Giants, 31 versus Richard, he hits lefties very, very well. He's worth a look in that matchup. You got a little farther down, Chris Herrmann versus Dickey at 29 if you want to go that direction. You can. But too much farther down, there isn't a ton to like, really. Kevin Smith versus Paxton at 2,700 bucks if you want to punt. We always like our Kevin Smith. Very cheap. I can get behind that. But really, not too much else down here. See what the lineups dictate, but not too much past Kevin Smith. Going over to first base, Votto at 5,400 versus Gio. I love. Paul Goldschmidt, 51 versus Dickey. He's not bad at all. Freddie Freeman at 4,900 versus Taijuan Walker. Freeman, first base, third base eligible, is a really good-looking play. The Braves have a 4.73 team total, lefties 3.16, righties 3.22 off Walker. And we're back in SunTrust, where that ball flies for Freddie and lefties out to right. Rizzo, 48 versus Gausman's not bad at all. Eric Thames, 46 versus Pivetta, first base outfield eligible. Tremendous upside on that one. He started swinging it a little better towards the end of the break. Hopefully the break didn't hurt him. Brandon Belt, 44 versus Richard. He does hit lefties just fine, so don't sleep on Belt. But he's a little pricey, so I'd probably look elsewhere. Mike Napoli, again, see who's pitching for Kansas City, but it could be a great matchup. If Danny Duffy's going or something like that, Nap could definitely be worth a look at 43. Zimmerman at only 4,300 versus Adelman is outstanding. That's a great price tag for Ryan Zimmerman versus Adelman in that ballpark. You got Bellinger versus Straley at 43 is not bad at all. As you go down some more, Lomo versus Ricky Nolasco at 4,100 is outstanding. Lomo's kind of slumped going into the break. Maybe the break did him well. Good matchup against Ricky Nolasco right there. Jesus Aguilar for Milwaukee. Price tag's up to 4,100, unfortunately. Still a really good matchup against Pivetta if you want to do a little Milwaukee stack in action. Aguilar was swinging a really good bat going into the break. Justin Bour at 4K. We saw that just amazing show he put on in the Derby. He's 4K versus McCarthy. Justin Smoke, 3,900 versus Verlander. He's taken Verlander deep a few times. That's a sneaky upside play in that matchup. Cheap tag. Abreu, 39 versus Paxton. If you think Paxton's not going to have it, you can get the White Sox a little cheaper than normal with good upside there. So you go down some more. You can roll with Danny Valencia as a GPP play at 38 versus Shields. I probably wouldn't, but you can. Matt Carpenter, I mentioned his success versus Cole at 3,800. That's a good price tag. Josh Bell, 3,800 versus Leek. Tremendous upside there. Matt Adams, 3,800 versus Walker. Lots of upside there with Matt Adams. Good price tag in here at 38. Mentioned Posey at 38. Adam Lind gets the start. He's only 37 versus Adelman. In that ballpark, Lind could be a really solid GPP play. As you go down some more, you got the likes like Joey Gallo at 36. That's always worth a look in GPPs for the home run upside. Alex Avila, I mentioned him at 35. Kendrys Morales, 3,500 versus Verlander. Huge success versus Verlander. We'll get into that. But Morales, you know, he does it quietly. He's averaging 7.3 points. He hasn't been like raking in the last 10 to 14 games. Still producing here and there, but 3,500, a lot of upside in that matchup. As you go down some more, you can look at the likes of Will Myers versus Cueto at 34. Cueto's been struggling, so Padres could be in play. If you want to take a real big gamble in a GPP, it could pay off big time. Their ownership will be so, so low. But here's one, and it continues. Miguel Cabrera against Aaron Sanchez. I know it's in Comerica, and it's a right-handed pitcher, but I don't care. It's Miguel freaking Cabrera against Aaron Sanchez at $3,300. That is ridiculous. That's just the price tag is just no. $3,300 bucks. Outstanding. if you're fading Carrasco, you had Yonder Alonso at 39, and you know, Ryan Healy at 32, first base, third base eligible. If you, for some reason, don't want to pay 33 for Miguel Cabrera because you're just cheap, you can get Victor Martinez for 31 if you want to go that direction. If the Yankees are throwing a lefty like Montgomery or Sabathia, it'll most likely be Severino, Pineda, or Montgomery. It'll probably be one of those three. But for some reason, if Sabathia's in the mix too, Sam Travis, $2,800. Not bad at all. As you go down some more, you got like Jose Martinez always has power upside for the Cardinals at 28. But the average isn't really there, so you're really taking a gamble. Louis Valbuena, he's not the greatest guy in the world, but he can run into one. He's first base, third base eligible at 26 against our guy Faria. That's a big, big gamble. Luke Voit is only $2,300 versus Cole. We want lefties versus Cole. We've said it over and over again, but there's tons of power with Voit, and for $2,300, not bad at all. Cardinals, I did say third lowest total on the board. Lefties 369, righties only 289, so keep that in mind. Second base, Altuve at 53 against Barrios. Barrios is a great pitcher, struggled the last couple times out. In that great ballpark there in Houston, Altuve could be a sneaky play. But remember last time Houston went to Minnesota for the whole series, beat the snot out of them. Daniel Murphy at 52 is outstanding versus Tim Adelman. That's a great play. Washington is going to be chalkier than chalky, but they are expensive. So it's going to be hard to get them in unless you just punt and treat it like Coors. Ian Happ against Gausman at 48, I like a ton. He's second base outfield eligible. He's crushing it. Switch hitter, does it all. Like him a lot. Jose Ramirez is only 4,700 versus Sonny Gray. That's a really good price tag. Scooter Gennett against Gio Gonzalez at 45 is not bad. I know it's lefty-lefty, but it's not bad at all. Rougie Odor went into the break crushing the baseball. He's 4,400. Keep an eye on him. Whit Merrifield likely leading off versus the lefty Perez for Texas at 43. Could be a nice GPP play. Robbie Cano. This is Mr. BVP of the day. You're going to hear him all over the place. I will get into his numbers at the end, but my goodness. Like, we're talking almost 90-plus at-bats, and the outcomes are tremendous. $4,200 versus James Shields. Way too cheap. He's way down the board at second base. That might be your top play of the day, let alone at second base. Robbie Cano at $4,200. Shouldn't be chalky at that price tag unless people just don't scroll that far, which is always possible. That's crazy. Jonathan Scope, 4,100 versus Montgomery. I like that a ton. Scope gets overlooked a lot. He has tremendous power. A lot to like with Scope in that matchup. Pedroia at 38. He's got some nice upside. He was swinging it pretty well going into the break. Don't mind that at all. Javi Baez, $3,700. Second base shortstop eligible versus Gausman with some upside. Zobrist, 36 versus Gausman. Josh Harrison, 36 versus Leake are both okay plays. Not my top plays, but they're not bad. Johnny VR is only 3,600 versus Nick Pivetta. I like that a lot. VR, you know, he missed a lot of time on the DL. He's been disappointing overall in the season, but he's been swinging it really, really well since coming back with some power, and he's trying to steal. So I like VR at 36. That's a nice piece of that Milwaukee action, really cheap in that ballpark. Jose Peraza facing the lefty Gio. He's second base shortstop eligible. He's 3,400. Asdrubal Cabrera, 3,400 versus versus John Gray, second base shortstop eligible. I like that quite a bit at 3,400. Nice upside there. Let's go down some more. You got like Jed Lowry, only 33 versus Carrasco. If you're fading Carrasco, you got to like that. Brad Miller is only 32 versus Nolasco. Nolasco gives up a ton of hard contact, giving up home runs. Brad Miller at 32, there's a tremendous upside at that price tag. Lots of upside. Ian Kinsler is only 3,100 versus Sanchez. If they're going to keep pricing all Detroit this cheap, you have to jump on board. I don't care if they get shut down. Upside's tremendous. Ian Kinsler, $3,100. That's crazy. As you go down some more, like Pat Valecha, 3K versus DeGrom. I wouldn't go there, but you can. If Greg Garcia cracks the lineup, it's a left-handed bat versus Cole. He's second base, third base at 28. If you need to go that route, which I try to avoid. Like Eric Gonzalez of Cleveland, he's second base shortstop. He's 27 versus Gray. Paul DeJong, second base shortstop eligible. He's only 2,600 versus Cole. If you're going to punt, we know we want lefties versus Cole, but the power upside of DeJong is tremendous at $2,600. That is a great punt. We want punts with upside, and that is a punt with a ton of upside. That is a really, really sneaky good play if you're fading Cole in that matchup. Let's head over to the third base position where we usually and always let off. Not tonight, though. Chris Bryant, $5,200 against Gausman. Sneaky good play. Freddie Freeman, $4,900, like I mentioned. Love it. Jake Lamb, he's been slumping of late. He's facing a knuckler. Great ballpark for lefties, $4,800. Jose Ramirez, mentioned him at 47. I like a ton. Travis Shaw at 46 versus Pivetta is outstanding. Like that play a lot. Anthony Rendon, $4,600. Definitely in play, but I'd almost pay 46 for Shaw. But Rendon in a great matchup versus Adelman in that ballpark. Can't hate on that at all. Marvin Gonzalez has been on fire. It is Jose Berrios, so beware. But third base outfield eligible at 46. Justin Turner's 46. And Arenado's 45. Moustakas can hit lefties. He's 44. Not the best matchups for these guys, but we know the upside of these guys. Arenado's usually in the 5Ks. He's only 45, but I know it's DeGrom. So beware. Manny Machado's $4,300. That is a great matchup versus Montgomery. I like that quite a bit. Keep an eye on Beltre at 42. Jericho at 42 are okay. Bregman's up to 4K. Josh Donaldson's only 39 versus Verlander. I like that quite a bit. Todd Frazier at 38 versus Paxton with some nice upside. Is not bad at all. Mikel Franco's been swinging it better of late in Milwaukee in that nice hitter's ballpark against Zach Davies. He's only $3,700 if you want a GPP play. A guy that can get you a zero but can get you, you know, at least one homer, if not two. So the upside is definitely there. Eugenio Suarez versus the lefty Gio Gonzalez, $3,700. A lot of upside there with Eugenio. He started out the year on fire, slowed down a little bit, but still some really, really good upside in that matchup. Lefty's 259, righty's 321 versus Gio. So Suarez definitely worth a look there at $3,700. Will be low-owned. Mitch and Joey Gallo, you got Evan Longoria, 36 versus Nolasco. Not bad at all. He's got some decent history against him. As you go down some more, you got the likes of if Dietrich gets to start, he's 34. You got Castellanos, 3,300 versus Sanchez, which is great. Another mispriced guy. I know he's slumping. But Kyle Seager at 3,300 versus James Shields. Seattle's getting a discount versus James Shields. Maybe it was supposed to be Quintana. Maybe that would make sense since Quintana got dealt to the Cubs, so they had to move the rotation around. So DK priced everybody to face Quintana. That would make sense. That would make a ton of sense. It just dawned on me now. That's probably what happened. But if this was always going to be James Shields, these prices make zero sense. Going down some more, you got Corey Spangenberg, a lefty versus Cueto at 33. Healy at 32 versus Carrasco, as mentioned before. David Freese, he's 31 versus Leak. He has really, really good history versus Leak. We will mention that the Pirates, as a team, have some decent history versus Leak. As you go down some more for some punt plays, like Martin Prado's only 2,900 versus McCarthy. I believe Prado's on the DL, though, but keep an eye on that. He might be back. I could be wrong, but I thought he was going. No, he is back. He's back. So you got Prado at 29. I mentioned Greg Garcia at 28. Ryo Ruiz, 27 versus Walker. There's some nice upside. Sneaky power. A guy versus Walker who lefties hit well in that ballpark. It's a punt. He's all or nothing, but $2,700 worth a gamble if you need to. As you go down some more, Jay Guin Huan for the Giants versus the lefty Richard at 26 has some upside in that one. Can't hate on that one at all. But that's about it when it comes to third base punts. You're usually paying up at third base, but there is some value down below tonight. There's value at every position, which really lets you get some nice pitchers if you want. There's a lot of ways to attack the slate, like I said. Going to shortstop, Segura, 4,800 versus James Shields is still might be too cheap. Leading off, then you can get Cano cheap, Seager. We'll see what the outfielders hold. You can get some nice Seattle action in a great hitting ballpark. Definite shift from Safeco. Correa, 47 versus Berrios. Seager, 47 versus Straley. Both very intriguing plays there. Zach Cozart hits lefties very, very well. Facing Gio at 4,300 is tempting. Elvis Andrus, 42, is outstanding. He's been crushing it. Good price tag right there. Lindor at 42. You got Didi Gregorius, 3,900 versus Palmer. I always tell you guys, hits lefties really well. He's taken Palm deep a time or two. He's like 5 for 11 or 6 for 11 in his career against Palm. Small sample, but hitting him well. As you go down some more, like Chris Owings versus Dickey at 39 might be worth a gamble. Tim Anderson, 37 versus the lefty Paxton could be in play. Mentioned Javi Baez already. A guy we've been playing a lot. His price tag has been going up, but he's still only 3,600. The left-handed bat, usually batting second for the Phillies. Freddy Galvis versus Zach Davies. That's a really nice play in that matchup. Always low owned. I'm telling you, Phillies and Brewers are both cheap. Everyone will flock to the Brewers in that matchup. You can get some Phillies. You can game stack that. You can game stack that a little bit. Mini stacks there with the mini stack of the Reds, Nationals, your two high totals. There's a lot of ways to attack the slate without going too heavy on one game because there's going to be a lot of home runs most likely. So you're going to want to get a little bit of all the action. Going into the break, Tulo was really swinging it well. He's facing Verlander at 35 if you want to gamble. Jordy Mercer, 34 versus Leake. He's been crushing right-handed pitching this year, crushing it, and has great history against Leake. So at $3,400, it could be very nice for Jordy Mercer. I mentioned Peraza already at 34, Ketel Marte at 34. Marcus Semien at 32 has some really nice upside if you want to go that route. Jerickson Profar, outfield shortstop, if he gets the start, he's only 31. He hasn't been lighting the world on fire, but some upside in that matchup. Jorge Polanco, 3K versus Morton. Our boy JT Riddle, 3K. He's up to 3 against McCarthy. Still has some nice value there. Brandon Crawford, it's lefty as well. He's 3K versus Richard. Don't hate that. Orlando Arcia, swinging a pretty good bat the last month. He's only 2,900 versus Pivetta. Sucks he hits towards the bottom, but definite upside there. Dansby Swanson at 28 with some upside versus Walker. They've both been swinging pretty decent bats. So interesting matchups there with some upside. Paul DeJong, again, he's second base shortstop. He's $2,600. He's the punt of punts up the middle. I know we want lefties versus Cole, but that power upside is tremendous at that price tag. These prices, man, they were going in the right direction before the break, but, man, they've dropped off again. And then our other guy, third base shortstop eligible, Zhu Wei Lin, $2,200 for the Red Sox versus the Yanks. Lefty or righty, I don't care. He's been money for us this year as a punt. He's only $2,200 again. He just leaves you with so much flexibility after that. And he's averaging 5.7 points. Really a lot to love with Lynn. Let's head to the outfield and wrap her up. Bryce Harper, 56 versus Adelman, is outstanding. You got Aaron Judge to just put on a display of all displays at the Derby. He's 5,500 versus Pomeranz. Springer, 5,500 versus Barrio. 27 homers at the break. My goodness. McCutcheon, $4,900, outstanding. Ian Happ, I mentioned at 48. You got Benintendi at 47, all decent plays. Domingo Santana, having a really good first half. He's 4,700 versus Pivetta. It'll be super low owned. I love me some Adam Duvall against Gio at 47. A lot to love there. I'm telling you, everyone's going to flock to the Nationals. Don't forget about the Reds, guys. Gio's regression train is going to come. He's been super lucky this year. He's been getting it done. He's been limiting the hard contact. He's been doing it all. We talk about it all the time. The regression chain is going to come eventually, so be ready. Mookie Betts finished the half really nicely. He's 4,600. I mentioned Thames at 46. You got Blackman against DeGrom at 46 if you want to go GPP. Because you're not likely stacking Colorado versus DeGrom, but you know one-offs here and there aren't bad. Kepler, 46 versus Morton with tremendous upside. Nelly Cruz, 4,500 versus Shields. I like a ton. Trout is back, and he's only 4,500. One of the cheaper tags you will ever see. He's supposed to be activated for Friday night's game. He's 4,500 versus Faria. You got Jeanette at 45. Josh Reddick went into the half swinging it well. He's 45 versus Berrios. Nomar Mazara with his power upside is only 44. A lot to like in this range. You got Aaron Altherr, 44 against Davies is not bad. The Trumbomb, 43 versus Montgomery. Upside versus Montgomery. Dexter Fowler, that's one of the lefties I forgot. It's pretty much Fowler and Carpenter. Fowler's only 43 versus Cole. He was swinging it pretty well going into the break. So, he's averaging 11.5 points his last 10 games. So, keep an eye on Fowler at 4,300. Steven Souza Jr. at 43 gets righties extremely well. Shebler, 43. Jay Bruce, 43. Some nice 43s. Cody Bellinger, first base outfield eligible. Only $4,300 for Stan Straley. I like Straley as a punt play, but Bellinger at that price tag is just outstanding. Can't ignore that. Another one you can't ignore, Justin Upton. Only $4,200 for Sanchez. Upton, really good first half, especially like the last month. That's a great price tag in that matchup. You got Gregory Polanco, 4,200 versus Leake, lefties versus Leake. Billy Hamilton, I know it's a lefty starting for the Nationals and Gio, but Billy Hamilton's $4,200. You could steal a bit on Gio. You got Stanton and Ozuna, 42 versus McCarthy, aren't bad. Low Kane versus the lefty Perez. Kane hits lefties really well. He's only 4K. I like that quite a bit. Malik Smith leading off against Alaska at 4K has tremendous upside. Conforto and Broxton, both 4K, are not bad. JD Martinez is only $3,900. That is a great play at $3,900. There's so much value today. You can. I'm going to try to put a Grasco to ground lineup later. It's going to be fun. Senshu Chu, 39 of a righty starting. He'll be leading off. Bonifacio, some power upside for Perez at 39 for the Royals. Bradley Zimmer, $3,900 versus Gray. That's tempting as a punt GPP type play. I'm not saying go all in, but it's tempting. Jock Peterson for some power upside at 39 is not bad. As you go down some more, the Milkman, $3,800 versus Paxton. He's hitting righties or lefties really, really well this year, so don't sleep on the Milkman. And then I want to mention Jerod Dyson, $3,800 for the Mariners against James Shields. Another value play. If he's batting ninth, he wraps around the stack. They might lead him off. You never know what they're going to do with Dyson. Got 10 points his last time out. He's averaging 7.6 his last 10. Playing really good baseball the last few weeks of the first half. So Jerod Dyson at 38 could be a nice GPP play in that matchup. Cole Calhoun's always an interesting GPP option at 38. You got Nick Williams and his left-handed bat versus Zach Davies at $3,800. He went deep. He got his first career homer in his last game of the first half. This kid has tremendous talent, tremendous upside. Once he gets going, it'll be fun to watch. This could be a nice play at $3,800 in this matchup. As you go down some more, you got Eddie Rosario and his power at 38. Nick Markakis against Walker at 38 and Inciarte at 38. Both nice lefty bats against Walker. Very good price tags. Schwarber at 37 hit a little better since coming back up. Not great still, but better at 37. Adam Jones, very hit and miss, but 37 versus Montgomery's not bad. Clint Frazier, welcome to the big leagues. What a weekend he had. Last 10 games, 11.4 points. He's 3,700 versus Pomeranz. That could be a fun one right there. Not bad at all. Keep an eye on... did he get called up? I think he did. Yes, he did. If Cameron Perkins gets to start, he's got some interesting power for Philadelphia. He's 3,700. He's a right-handed bat, but some interesting power will be extremely low-owned. I'm not saying go use him. Don't use him at all if you don't want to gamble, but it's all or nothing, but could be interesting. Same price. There's a lot of 38s, 37s here. Brian Goodwin leading off for the Nationals against Adelman. That's a great price tag at 37. Pricing's horrible on this slate. The more I go through this, this is horrific pricing. You can put together awesome lineups. Like, outstanding. Mitch Haniger, 36 versus Shields. Tremendous upside. John Jay likely leading off for the Cubs. Only 3,600 versus Gossman. If you guys think they're going to get to Gossman or you want some one-offs at upside, that's another one. Jose Bautista versus Verlander at 35. Avisaíl García versus the lefty Paxton at 35. By no means am I telling you to play all these guys, but they're in great spots. Mix and match. Hit me up, like I say, on Twitter, and I'll help you the best I can. There's some I really like, which I try to make a point to you, but there's a lot of great situations here to attack. Corey Dickerson versus Ricky Nolasco at only 3,500. C-Dick used to be close to 5K. That's all I have to say. Hunter Pence, he's struggled. Does have some okay history with Richard. He's $3,500. Was hitting better his last few games. He was averaging 7.4 his last 10. So maybe he's going to break out of it. It's a risky play. So you go down some more, like Robbie Grossman at 34. Christian Yelich's only 34 versus McCarthy. That's not bad at all. Ben Gamble, 3,300 versus Shields is outstanding. Usually he's batting first or second versus a righty. Tons of upside there with Gamble. As you go down some more, you got the likes of Adam Frazier, likely leading off versus Leake at only 3,300. You love that lefty bat there. As you go down some more, Jose Perel has been on fire. He's $3,300 versus Cueto. I know it's a righty versus Cueto, and righties and lefties both. It's just the walks that are killing Cueto, but Perel is hitting a lot of people and hitting them very well. Spangenberg, 33. Jorge Soler is a phenomenal value play here. He's facing a lefty at $3,200. That power could be huge. Would not be shocked if he has a decent game because he needs to, or he's going to find himself unemployed pretty soon. The talent's there. He crushed it in AAA again, so not a bad look if he makes the lineup. Ryan Rayburn, we prefer him versus lefties, but if he makes the lineup, they usually bat him like second. With the injuries to the outfield, he might crack it. And he's only 3,100 versus Adelman in that ballpark. Lots of upside there. Manny Margot, 31 with some upside against Cueto. As you go down some more, there's not as much to like. Hunter Renfro's day-to-day. Alex Gordon, no. Willie Garcia at 29 is okay versus Paxton. I could see that as an option. As you go down, Odubel Herrera. We know he's struggling this year, but he's a lefty, still hitting towards the top of the order. Usually, not always, against Davies. He had a big final game of the first half. He's only $2,900. Lots of upside for that price tag, which is what we want in our punt plays. Lots of upside. Jose Martinez, 28, like I mentioned, at first base. He's got some power in his bat for sure. As you go down some more, it gets really bleak really quick. There's not a ton to like here. It takes longer to scroll through now because they put all these potential prospects getting called up. So there's a lot of guys that aren't even playing. You got to navigate through. But Jacob Brugman, 24, I'd rather not against Carrasco. But GPP-wise, it could be intriguing, but I'd probably say no. Go punt, you know, Lynn at shortstop or something before you do something stupid like that. But, yeah, tons of upside at every position. That wraps up our outfielders. But, man, you can get below 4K guys everywhere. Cano 42 is outstanding. Lots and lots and lots to like with the bats. You can get any pitching you want tonight and almost any bat situation you want. Let's take a quick look at the BVP I mentioned. I know I'm not the biggest BVP guy, but I've noticed sometimes it pays off, and you guys do like it. You guys have reached out to me appreciating it. So as often as I can, if I'm not going too long, I'll bring it up. So I mentioned the Pirates, good success versus Leak. Freese, 16 for 34 lifetime with four doubles, a homer, six RBIs for a 471 clip. Jordy Mercer, 12 for 32. That's a 375 average with two doubles in that. You got Andrew McCutchen, 22 for 83. I know it's only a 265 click, but he's seen him a lot. Two doubles, two homers in that long period of time. So not bad there. I mentioned Matt Carpenter versus Gerrit Cole. 12 for 32 lifetime. That's a 375 average with one double and four home runs versus Cole. So he definitely likes what he sees right there. As you go down some more, you know, like I said, Didi, 6 for 11 versus Pomeranz. Super small sample, but he's gone deep on him in those at-bats. Some more to keep an eye on. You got like Jose Bautista, 6 for 19 versus Verlander with two homers. That's a 316 average. Smokes, 5 for 18. It's 278 average. But three of those five hits are home runs. I mentioned Kendrys Morales versus Verlander. He's 13 for 43. That's a 302 average with four doubles and two homers. That's why I think he can be sneaky. And Josh Donaldson, small sample, but 6 for 15 for a 400 average. Verlander's been up and down, like very up and down this year. It's been scary with him, so he's hard to trust. DeGrom, by the way, phenomenal numbers versus the current Rockies. Really good numbers. Hopefully that stays. As we go down some more down the list, you got the likes of this is the one. Here it is. First, Kyle Seager. I told you he's super cheap. Was he 32 or 3,300? He's 7 for 17 lifetime. I know it's a small sample, but it's a 412 average. Three of those seven hits are home runs. The one, though. Robinson Cano, 37 for 90 at bats. That is a good sample size, folks. All the BVP haters out there, this counts. 37 for 90, a 411 batting average. 16 of those 37 hits are extra base hits. 9 doubles, 2 triples, 5 homers. He scored 14 runs and has 17 RBIs and 7 walks against Big Game James. So he's gotten on base 44 out of his 97 times against James. A 454 OBP. He's $4,200 in that ballpark. That's criminal. Like, I don't care if he goes over. You can't ask for anything more than that. He should be chalk. He should be owned everywhere. Super small samples, but if Jason Hamill is starting for Kansas City, which I'm seeing on this page now, I haven't seen anything official. If he is starting, he's pitched better of late. But you got like Elvis Andrus, 5 for 11 with a triple, small sample. Chu, 5 for 11 with a double, small sample. Beltre's 4 for 16. But super small samples, but something to keep an eye on. As you go down some more, Michael Brantley, 6 for 14 against Sonny Gray. That could have been a lot of last year's struggles. Longo versus Nolasco, 6 for 21. It's only a 286 average, but three of those six hits for extra bases, two doubles, and a homer. And then last but not least, I mentioned Buster Posey's 11 for 27 lifetime versus Clayton Richards. It's a 407 average. Four of those 11 hits, extra bases, two doubles, two home runs against Richard. Now when we're stacking, I told you some strategies throughout the podcast. We got Nationals, highest team total. Adelman's a gas can. They're expensive, chalky, great play all across the board. Love them. The Brew Crew, 509 team total against Pavetta. Lefty's 289, righty's 415. So he's got reverse splits, which makes Santana even sneakier, but I still love the lefties. Aguilar can be sneaky. Shaw's great. Thames is hitting better, and I really like the value with Johnny VR. Really good value there with VR, the way he's swinging it of late. And then Arcia with the reverse splits. He's batting like 7th or 8th, which sucks. He's not a bad look. The catchers in Pena and Vogt, also not bad. I'm not saying do full game stacks. There's so many options tonight. Keep it smaller is what I recommend. You know, if a game goes off, great. But remember, I always tell you, when there's going to be a lot of home runs, your stack better have a lot of home runs. And if there's only two or three homers in the game, you better have all three. And it also means some guys in your stack aren't homering. So you got to remember these things. Mariners, third highest total at 5.04. They were stupid cheap, stupid cheap. Lefties 380, righties 369 versus Shields. Yes, Seattle Mariners, everybody. The Orioles versus Montgomery, I liked a lot. Montgomery's been good. He's been somewhat limiting the hard contact, but the Orioles, you never know. 503 total. They're hitting a lot better versus lefties this late, like the last month or so. Really hitting them well. Machado's heating up. You got Jones and Trumbo, all very affordable. Scope, who I love, all affordable. And I forgot to mention, and I always do, and I feel stupid for it, I have to tweet you, but Wellington Castillo, very affordable catcher. I'll even look it up right now as I blabber on and on and on. He's always extremely affordable, and he crushes lefties. He's $3,200. Solid catching option there with Castillo. Cubs versus Gausman, definitely in play. Reverse splits, remember that. But remember what I told you with the Nationals and Brewers games, look at the opponents. The Reds, 490 total versus Gio. That's sixth highest on the board. That's a sneaky play, and they have some value. Not as expensive as the Nationals. You got the Royals versus Perez. Righty's hitting 347 off Martin Perez. That's worth a decent look. The Astros are always in play. D-backs versus Dickey, but I like Dickey. If he gets blown up, he gets blown up, but there's something there. Braves have a high total against Walker. They're sneaky because everyone in that game will go to the Diamondbacks. Tigers versus Sanchez are way too cheap. Way too cheap. Rangers versus if Jason Hamill is starting, the Rangers are a very solid play. Tough ballpark, but a very solid play. Phillies versus Zach Davies, I love. Lefty's hitting 343, righty's 316. That's the other one in the Milwaukee half. Like that a lot. And it goes on and on and on. There's a lot to like tonight. Really good pitching to choose from. Some nice gambles that make for fun GPP options that if they go off, you are driving it well. But also, great hitting options. I like when it's not super obvious. There's some very obvious plays, no doubt. Cano, the Nationals, stuff like that. But you also have great pivot options. Like not, they're risky, but not like super risky like some nights. They're really good pivot options. So we have a lot to go with. Great pitching. Up top, DeGrom, Carrasco. In the middle, Faria, Cole, Cueto. Down below, you got Richard, Dickey, McCarthy, Straley, Morton, Leak, Gossman, Paxton and Gray if you need to gamble. A lot to like. I know I blabbed on and on and on. But I hope you guys are excited about baseball DFS being back and just baseball in general. We're back. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Bench with Bubba, episode 44, Game of Thrones, season 7 preview with our good buddy at Jort Sports. Check out Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, episode 20. Lots to talk about. You know, second half predictions, went over our first half, some All-Star break talk, trade talk, lots of good stuff there. We'll have the usual NASCAR coming this week. I've got UFC free on Sunday morning. A lot going on as usual. Check it all out. Follow me on Twitter at BDintric. I'll answer all the questions I can. I usually do my best there. I'll tweet out what I can when I can. But sometimes I'm too busy to tweet out every lineup. So that's why you listen to this first. But good luck. Please spread the word of this. Let's keep growing it. Because the more we spread it, the more we get going, the more I can make this bigger and better. And the other stuff on the site bigger and better. Rate and review it. We need as many rate and reviews as we can and subscribe. So check it all out. But more importantly, good luck on Friday. A really, really solid 15-game slate. And I'll be back with you guys on Saturday. But again, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 14th, 15-game slate edition. I'll catch you guys later. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. and our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.